Pelevito, now this is our Radio Biafra live presentation on this morning of 26th of April 2016. We are live and indeed this is a special one indeed monitoring the event at the court. You are welcome from wherever you are listening. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. As the enemies of Biafra continue to gather, as they continue to plot, we will continue as a matter of duty and responsibility to be exposing them and more than ever before remain resolute and focused to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. It doesn't matter what they do, it doesn't matter how they come. The most important thing is that in the end, they will scatter. That is our charge, and we are moving forward. This is a live broadcast on this day, the morning of the 26th of April 2016, and we are welcoming you, Eminem Biafrans, from wherever you are listening, from all corners of the earth, to this all important show on the program. Hear me, the call on the phone? They are not listening. Hold on for me, please. 1 minute. Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Unbelievable. This is a live broadcast, and I'm trying to put one or two things together. Just on a day, we, of course, continue to monitor events in Abuja, the zoo capital. And we are welcoming you, Eminem Biafrans, from wherever you are listening on this unemployment edition of the program. Can you hear me? Good morning. Hold the line. Can you hear me? Yes, good morning. Welcome to the program. Thank you very much.
I'm hearing you, sir. I'm hearing you, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Actually, my deputy director, what is happening in this zoo is absolutely unbelievable.
Yes.
It's actually unbelievable because the zoo has already collapsed. The zoo, no man, a born of woman. Actually, I'm a spiritual man. But what is happening in this zoo, even blind people have seen it, that the zoo has collapsed. Especially the so-called President Buhari, my deputy director, just consider everything down. We don't need any more stress. God has already given us Biafra. I'm so happy. I thank you and continue your good work. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
He said, are you too? God bless you and keep on keeping on. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. For those who are still asking questions, this is a very special morning edition on this day, the 26th of April 2016. The next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
coming.
He's still preparing. Next caller can hear me.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. It's Chema from Takor calling me.
Right, thank you very much.
Then I called in the night, but he later called me back. Nothing happened, and I could not even, when he called, I could not play the phone. I could not even pick the call. I don't know if you can remember, that was in the big voice, something like that.
And there are so many calls I made, so I can't remember, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Right, but all the same, this is a live broadcast, and welcome.
Okay. Yesterday, I was listening to the radio there for yesterday. You know, I mean, the people called and said about my Fulani is now short of 200 naira. But anyway, people call
for me.
They said that
I'm yet to confirm how many casualties, but of course there are serious incidents of such kind, and it buttresses what we have been saying, that Muhammad Buhari is out there to implement his Sharia Islamic agenda, and people are still joking, and we are still wondering what the Enugu State government is doing. Even up until now, the so-called senators from those districts or parliamentary whatever it's called, the area, the local government chairman, all of them, what are they doing?
Yeah, I have not done anything. Today, carries one of the papers says is 48, some say 15, some say is 20. But yesterday, people from many who called already, it was 200. Buhari has not said anything. I thought he has not even said anything at all. He has not said, because he's his brother.
How can he say anything? It doesn't concern him. He is not the president of your so-called Enugu or Anambra or Delta, wherever it is called. He's not the president of Nigeria, in the real sense of it. He's still a candidate of the Northern House of Learning Extraction, and he's implementing the agenda.
You see, that man, I'm telling you, the man, I'm telling you, even Enugu, my mother was telling me that people of Enugu, they really gave me vote for that man. But up to now, that man has not done anything at all. The only thing he do to pay them back is to send his brother, send the terrorists to start killing. He's killing them. My most concern is that most of the men and young men and men in that area, they don't want to do anything. They are busy doing business. They are doing business. If you go to Abada, all of them, in fact, majority of them is in Abada, they are doing business, different types of business, but they just to organize themselves and go to their village and start doing something they will not do. My mother was telling me, because my mother is a businessman, my mother was telling me that if you go to a market, even these tax force people that used to collect more, all these tax force that used to collect taxes, don't used to go to, because most of them are selling them. Meat, don't need to go to them, because if you go there, they will carry their knife, these are different to kill. But they can do that, but they cannot even organize themselves and go to home and face that kind of things, see that kind of people. Like when we are very small, because I was talking in Abba, when we are very small, and when I'm saying Abba, like I'm in Takot, when you're very small, that this language we used to know then. This is now they're supposed to defend themselves without their language. It is their language. They have to go home and do something. But another thing, during the time of good luck and Obasanjo Goodluck, this kind of thing was not like this. I wonder why this kind of thing every year now, killing and killing and killing and saying, the thing is the fact is they are tired. We are tired. Nobody is happy. Nigeria here, nobody is happy. Can you? Nobody is happy at all, at all. At all, at all. All their concern is oil. But every time, oil. We look at another thing that happened today in Nigerian newspaper. They divided fuel to Cameroon and Chad. All these things are historical and boost stories. For how long will this? For how long? How long can we continue living like this? Everywhere in this country is mixed up. Everywhere, a bag of rice is 20,000 naira. For record price here, I don't know about another place, a bag of rice is 20,000 naira. So many people cannot even afford. Bring out that money to buy a bag of rice. See, look, we are still in this country. I was telling you the other time. There was back then I called. And my brother was saying something. They were saying something. Dangote have a refinery. That thing is not even Dangote. That thing is Buhari. Buhari has refinery. It's not Dangote. That just isn't that man to cover up. I didn't believe that thing.
Yes, I now remember the day you called. Yeah, I was telling you as well that that was what we were saying, that Dangote businesses or business empire is a clearinghouse for all the looted funds in the zoo called Nigeria. They are using him as their front. All these retired generals. Imagine a situation where a whole country does not have refinery, no functional refinery is in existence, but a private individual has a refinery and it is well functioning, and a whole country is buying fuel from that refinery, and he has unfettered access. In fact, he is everywhere in all sectors of the economy, aviation, transport. Whatever it is called, oil and gas industry, down and upstream sectors. He is there. In banking, he's there. In education, he's there. Everywhere he is there. Exclusive preserve to importance. Go ahead.
Even last 2 months, I went to market. Everything, even rice. Everything, tomatoes, everything, juice, everything, don't go to the table. Okay, last 2 months, I went to market to buy, so I'm going to buy him a beans. I think, or rice, I went to market to go and buy rice. So because this is a PK rice, I don't used to buy it. But the guy that used to say that thing was telling me, that was last year, and said that I should try this about rice. I said, no, I don't have strength, you know. This about PK rice, when we are small. It's not like that. Good luck was there. Good luck made everything, modified it, and it's very, very good that he wants to hear it. And I should try and buy it and eat it, and we see that as a change. And which I did that day. I bought it, and when I went home, and I did everything after process, the thing was very, very good. So even people, according to people, is buying that. They say, people, the last time I went to market, it was the last 2 months I went to market, I could not even get that rice again. So I asked why. He said it's because of Fulani. The rice is no more there. Fulani is man. It's disturbing people from that state. So they could don't use the inside bush again to come by, to come bring out those rice. But Dangote is important rice. Dangote is doing everything. All this is, but the one we are doing, he not sending his brother terrorists to come and start disturbing those guys. There's another thing I wanted to tell you that day, before I caught up the phone. Somebody called one day and somebody told you I was there, I was listening to someone say that there was he saw military men arresting our men, arresting them. They're not us, yeah, they're taking them to, they say that they're taking them to the place gown and pregnant their sister. All this things is cock and bull story. And up to now, since that time, I keep on listening. I've not heard anything about those people again till now. And they're saying something. I mean, they will discover the shallow grave they bury the people. All they're arresting secrets. All these that's people they went and buried them. That's our people. They buried our people there. That's our people. And upon all these things that is happening, even the ones that happened in any way, our pastors, our leaders, our traditional rulers, elders, none of them wants to come out and start saying something. For how long will this thing continue like this? Even when good luck was there, Father Mbaka was busy criticizing this man, criticizing a good luck. And we'll say that is the Messiah is a Jonah and the other man, Buhari. Now where is Mbaka? Mbaka will not even come out again and open his mouth and say sorry. That's something I guess is, and it's from Enugu, and this all, and he's there, and all these things is happening. One of them wants to talk. Governors don't want to talk. Our traditional rulers don't want to talk. Our elders don't want to talk. Hey, you can go again. You can go again. What they feel?
It is terrible. It is terrible. It's still what we have been saying for quite some time now. And people are saying, oh, we are embarking on propaganda, hate, and all sorts of things. Now it is happening. And our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, is vindicated. And I don't know, none of them, all these people criticizing Radio Biafra, criticizing Nnamdi Kanu, where are they? Because these people are here, they are encircling us, we are under siege. Where are the governors?
These people don't have to come out. They are ready. They came to do something. They are really ready. And the other time, somebody was telling you, I heard of somebody was telling you, now they are fighting trying their men to learn how to swim so that they can attack a militant. They should go militant are waiting for them. Those people, eh?
Yes, I'm saying, of course, is what is happening, yeah.
Those people, they are quite different from us. They are not people like him. It's not people that will come and do something and they will leave you. Those people, they are mean. When they mean it, they are mean. If they are after you, anything they want to do, they will do it. Nobody will block them. After telling them, send them that business. Buhari, after telling your boys, tell them that since you came into power, you struggled. That is what you fought. You might have seen, he said, the most poorest president. He could not make it. He could not make it during that 1984. When he was throwing, that's for him to grab his own money. He could not grab it. He cannot do anything. So before they overthrow him, so he seen himself the most poorest. He could not make it. That's why he's
strong. Yeah, my sister, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Yes. I will come back to you. I need to get update from Abuja and from the court premises. It's very important.
Okay, no problem. No problem, my brother. No problem.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the presentation, and we are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. We are going to Abuja right now to find out what is happening there.
So long. a common man.
To be a friend to those who vow that you will never have international airport in Biafra land. It is a law that before praying in Ethiopia, than Enugu airport, it must first of all land in Kano. Time, no life for common man. Can they do this to Yorubas? The answer is no. Not minding.
This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are, of course, establishing contact with Abuja to know what is happening there at the premises of the court. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Over the world. We are live here in Abuja over the court. So, right now, our case has been adjourned again. So, you know how the Nigeria court and the judges are playing with our own case. So it has been adjourned. Case where the court, the judge refused the appeal for state, for staying of the trial, and for them to leave the trial until the court of appeal give their order to proceed. So they refused for which. So they said they are not going to take it. That whatever will happen in the Federal High Court. So they keep the stay of the trial here in Federal High Court. So they now give us another date for the update again for the ruling and the trial. That is, they brought out 3 days for the hearing and the trial also. So they gave us 21, 22, 23, and 24.
21, 22, 23, 24, 24 of June. Did you say 21, 22, 23, 24, 4 days for the trial of June.
So, but according to the defendants, lawyers, they say they are appealing for the similar case and the court of appeal for the Federal High Court to stay back from their trial and their ruling until the court of appeal gives the order.
Yes, of course. There is an appeal ongoing, and the High Court, which is a lower court from Court of Appeal, is still going on with the trial. That is ridiculous. Anyway, the Court of Appeal date is on the 5th, isn't it? So by that date, by this same date of June, the Court of Appeal would have given a decision. Unless they decide to be postponing it, or adjourning it, with the game plan they have at the moment.
Yes, that is what we are expecting, because right now the defendant counsel will go direct to Court of Appeal to say appeal, for the Federal High Court to suspend anything on the trial of Nnamdi, the leader of the indigenous people, and thereafter, Nnamdi Okukami. The Court of Appeal gives the order to proceed, because what I understand in this case is that if the Federal High Court proceeds with the trial, that means what the judge said, that the witness has to testify behind the scene of the witness. That means they are going to ride on with the trial. I mean, the witness has to be a match behind the screen. The Court of Appeal did not give their final say on the witness, how the witness will appear
unless the Nigerian government or Nigerian judiciary decides to do, take laws into their hands. Once there is an appeal, the precedents in the lower court will have to stop until the higher court gives its own verdict. For instance, the Court of Appeal will have to give a verdict on the appeal made against the judge at the high court before they continue with that trial. It's as simple as that, unless they decide to be, you know, dilly-dallying with the whole thing. But we are watching. They are going to be victims of their own plot.
Sort of, I was sort of worried. I couldn't talk. I was sort of worried because I don't see a reason whereby the judge will say that he is not going to take this as he is not going to suspend any trial at the Federal High Court to wait for the appeal court to give their last order.
So in essence, can I understand something very important? So you mean the judge expressly said he was not going to wait for the appeal court verdict before they proceed with the high court trial?
Yes, he refused the appeal to stop the trial to the court of appeal. Give their final judgment on it. So he refused. He said that they are not going to take it. So the reason why they pick another day for the trial and the ruling. That is a dream.
Unbelievable.
I was just thinking that what they want to do, because if they will not wait for the court of appeal to give their judgment, if they refuse to be a marked behind the screen or not, that means they will proceed with what they have arranged and decided on. That is, they will proceed on the witness wearing a mask or being a masked attire to come and testify against the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. So that is what I'm observing. That is what I'm smelling out. So this is not a endemic thing. The plan is not a endemic thing. I don't think, I do not see a reason why the Federal High Courts have to disobey the Court of Appeal. They are not of a match. They are not of a match. So I don't know the reason why they have to proceed to the trial, why we are still waiting for the Court of Appeal to give their final order and to decide what will happen. So that is how it is today, though. We are still waiting to capture our director downstairs. They went to the court 11 because there is some other people that they came from Kujer prison. So they wait for them, all of them have to come down at the same time. So we are still inside the Federal High Court, I mean outside the Federal High Court. Some of us, we are waiting for him up there at the court of court 11 so that they will pull him down first to get back to the prison. So that is it for this morning, I should say. Then I'll get to you if there's any update or anything that comes up after. Good morning, dear Professor Abuja. Professor High Court. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra presentation. Of course, as you have heard, the High Court has once again adjourned the case, and it's very unfortunate. And the information we're getting is that the judge said that he is not going to wait for the appeal court to give its verdict against the masked witnesses that they are going to use. And we are yet to see. But technically, the appeal court case is going to come up on the 5th of May. And expectedly, they are going to give a verdict on it. Otherwise, we know that this is still part of the conspiracy going on within the Nigerian government establishment. This is a live broadcast and not a recorded one. We have just got on the spot account of what is happening from Abuja, the Federal High Court of the Zulukor, Nigeria, where Adan Amnikanu appeared today. This is what we have at the moment. And number to call remains +447 405 96146. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? That's unbelievable, isn't it? Testing waters. Next call on the phone can hear me. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? You.
Hello, it's on the phone.
Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are, please. This is live broadcast. Can you speak up? Who's speaking?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who is saying? This is a live broadcast. Go ahead. They're not talking again. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello.
I don't know what is really happening here. Can you not hear me?
Hello. Hello, good afternoon. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jamie. Okay, Amuche, this is Henry. I heard from Umudim. Umudim is in the Kedru. The Kedru is in Imo State. Imo State is in Gafa land. I'm calling you from Ligota.
Well, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, which I just had what our sister that is reporting from Abuja just said now. Like as I said yesterday, this is what we know the zoo for. They will be jumping up and down because they don't have a case against our director, Nnamdi Kanu. If they have a case, they would have come straight since they arrested our director since last year. They are bringing issues left and right, left and right. Now, the guy is reporting that the Federal High Court said that they are going to go ahead by June to start the trial of our director, Nnamdi Kanu, without even hearing from the appeal court. It's ridiculous. I've not had something like this in my life before. Well, let's watch and see. Next week is the appeal court. They didn't bring the file again. We know that it's a game plan between the Federal High Court and the appeal court and the federal government. The world is watching. Judiciary is the common hope of a common man. So, but the federal government is going about it now because of Nnamdi Kanu. Tomorrow, it might be a different person altogether. Like as the British government is doing too, against Nnamdi Kanu, because he's a black man. Tomorrow, it will happen to a white man in another country. We are watching. We are watching what is going on all over the world, and in Nigeria too. My good Chimofo, I want to talk about the Fulani herdsmen and what they have been doing in our Jaffa land, not even in Enugu. In all over the place, if you go everywhere, you will see cattle. Everywhere. All the farmland in Biafra land, they have occupied it. My dear sir, if you recall last year, before our director was arrested on the 26th broadcast of August, our director made emphasis on this Fulani henchman. Our director said on that broadcast that in Abuja, everywhere is cattle. That even in traffic lights, the cattle is causing traffic in Abuja. When Goodluck was in power, they were nowhere to be found. But their fellow Amagiri is in power. They are everywhere. Because if you go to the north, the Fulanese, mostly, there is no general, there is no colonel, there is no major, there is no Alahaji. There is no cattle. So they are the one arming this Hausa Fulani men to go and destroy, to go and kill, to go and rape. Their agenda is to Islamize this country. The Boko Haram now is the cattle herdsmen we are seeing now. The real Fulani people that used to carry cattle don't go with gun. You only see them with dagger and stick. Because I was asking a Fulani man in the water here. I was asking him, he said he escaped death in Kaduna. That was in 2003. Since that time, he has not gone back to his village. He's still in the water here. I was asking him, why are the people carrying guns, destroying people's crops and all the rest of them? He is telling me that, say, Buhari is a very wicked man. Say, Buhari is a typical Fulani man. Say, including him too, is a Fulani man, but say, Buhari is a wicked man. Say, Buhari has an agenda he wants to execute. That is why he has been trying to be in power since Obasanjo was in government. He has tried to, every election, you will see him. Every election, you will see him, even when he said he will not compete again, he will still compete again. So all I'm trying to tell Biafran now is, we have to be very, very vigilant. Buhari has an Islamizing agenda, and the agenda now is being perfected with Fulani henchmen. And Buhari is not saying anything. Buhari is not doing anything. Buhari is not sending 15 battalions to go and combat them. Buhari is not calling US and America to come and bring drum to be able to fly all the bush, to be able to see how the Fulani henchmen are being destroying the people from this part of the region. All I'm calling our brothers and sisters now in Biafra is that everybody should brace up. Everybody should be resolute. Everybody should be vigilant because they are after us. And we cannot be in a river and the soup enter our eye. It's time now we take our this into our hand. It's time everybody comes together now to be able to see how we can be able to fight this Fulani henchmen and see how we can be able to push them back, because our governors have taken money, they have taken bread, our senators, our house of rep, they cannot say anything. They are just keeping quiet for their own selfish interests, and their people are dying. Their brothers are dying. Their women are dying. Their children are dying, and they're not saying anything. The Fulani henchmen are rampaging everywhere. Please, I am calling all Biafrans, wherever you are in Biafra land, please, everybody should be vigilant. Everybody should fall vigilante to be able to see how we can be able to contain these people. They have come to Islamize us. Let me stop here so that I will allow my fellow Biafrans to talk. Meshuko Kabiama, bless you. Meshuko Kabiama, bless our director, wherever he is. He is our leader. He has opened our eyes, and nobody can close our eyes again. Thank you, my Deputy Director. May God bless you and bless all IPBs all over the world.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and the family of IPOB all over the world as you prayed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next caller, can you hear me? Yeah, not talking. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
My name is Chidi Madako. I'm calling from Ogbocha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm thinking you can always be born again. I'll allow you to be a friend. I'm not sure you can be a friend.
You say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Next caller, can you hear me? Not sure what is going on there. Let's go to Skype. Call on Skype, can you hear me? Call on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, my Deputy Director.
Good morning, welcome to the program.
This is Chukwudi Benjamin calling from Blatt.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, my Deputy, I had the news about our Director today. I'm telling the whole world that Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria, have no case about our Director, you know. They are trying to dance around. And the whole world, we see that Nigeria is empty, that there are contraction. There's nothing good in that country called Nigeria, created by Britain. Our director said before that he will destroy Nigeria with the truth. And the whole world will see the truth. And Nigeria will, at the end, will win. Nigeria will be destroyed. Whatever my director is right now, the Chukwu Kike Abiyama will be with him. And he will protect him. He is the prophet of our time. All the things he has said have come to pass one by one. One by one. The zoo Nigeria is afraid about our director because he's a great leader and he's a prophet. And he's the man ordained by God to lead us to the promised land. And I pray in the name of Chukwu Kike Abiyama, we all will see the promised land, including our director. My deputy director, I want to say, yesterday I tried to reach you, but I couldn't make it because there's a lot of call. I want to contribute about the killings in Biafra land by Fulani Boko Harams.
Yes, hold the line for me. Just hold the line for me. I'll come back to you. Very important. Hold the line, please. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Call on the phone.
I'm hearing you.
Go ahead. Unbelievable. Next, the caller on Skype. Go ahead, please.
Okay, my deputy. So, I want to contribute about the killing going on in Biafra land by Hausa Fulani Boko Harams. My deputy, I'm not surprised about the killing of yesterday because our director have said it before. If I tell you, I'm not least surprised. And I'm telling all Biafra to sit up right now. It's still going to happen. I know the next will be in Anambra State. There is a place in Anambra State they call in Oka, Amanse. If you go there, almost 80% of that place is dominated by Hausas. Anambra State should stand up now. Don't look on your governor because they are part of them. Nigerian government have bought all their mind. You know, they are working for Nigerian government. You know? I saw what Locha Sokocha said in Vanguard this morning, you know. He said it's national issue. Fine and good, it's national issue, you know. But what is he doing about it? What is he doing about it? Nothing. All Biafra should sit up. Form a group. Equip yourself with whatever you can lay your hand on. You know, defend yourself. Because when your life is taken, you cannot have it back. These people are coming. They are coming to islamize us. One thing I want to tell Biafrans again, they should know that these Fulani people, they are more deadly than outside people. In 1804, Fulani colonized, conquered outside people. No, they are more deadly. They are more deadly than Boko Haram and Buhari is giving them all the support. You can see when they attack and they kill people, the next thing you will see, soldiers will come.
You don't understand what we are telling you as yet. These headsmen are also Boko Haram terrorists.
Yes, my doctor, I agree with you. Because they go with AK-47. Where did they get the AK-47? Yes. They are Boko Haram. They are now coming in Biafra land. Yes, I agree with you. You know, and you can see when they attack and kill people, and they go back to their camp. The next thing you will see, the soldiers will come to defend them. You know, so people cannot do anything. All Biafra land is soldiers everywhere, and the governors, they are doing anything. The House of Rep, they are doing anything. Our senators, they are doing nothing. No? And speaking on behalf of, get up, rise up, rise up. Don't sit at your home. If you sit at your home, they will come and kill you. They will come and kill them, and nothing will happen. No? Please, my fellow Biafran, rise up, rise up, rise up. Don't sit at home. Please, rise up. Group yourself. Hold hand, whatever you know you can have. Anything you know, group yourself. Kill these bastards. My deputy, I'm so annoyed now, I know. Please, may the good Lord be with you and protect you and all our principal officers. In the name of Yahweh Joshua.
He said, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. This is Badio Biafra presentation. We are going to have a short break and come back. We are still on the program, very live and direct. We're back in a minute. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. Of course, there are some conflicting information I'm getting about the date of the adjournment of the court proceedings with respect to the trial of Alidan Nnamdi Kanu, and I am now live in Abuja once again with one of our family writers to indeed clarify the situation. Can you hear me, please?
Yeah, I'm hearing you clearly. So, my name is Prince Ugochukwu Chibere Olusekwe. Reporting right now from Federal High Court Abuja, a member of Family Writer.
Yes, thank you very much.
In agreement of the council.
And my brother, are you listening? You were in the court, right? You were inside the court.
I'm inside the court with Amarachi Ibe Gift.
Right, go ahead, please.
And other people, like Abuja and Imo State.
Right, go ahead, please.
So, in agreement of the council, led by Steve Sam Moma, in agreement, he said that they have agreed to accept the date of 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of June. 20 is not inside there. 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th June.
And not May, right?
Not me, sir.
Right. What actually happened? What prayer was submitted by our defense counsel to the judge?
Yeah. The problem we are having is that.
No, it's not problem. I say what prayer, like
yeah,
what
it's
submission
not problem.
Was
it's not problem.
Made.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The conclusion is that the judge was, countering Barrister Ejiofor. On the other application of the other thing. So, and after everything, everybody said. They only concluded about the date. So after the judge led the application, agreed on the agreement. Application cancel of the date, which means that is 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th of June. That is what happened today. So everybody that entered the court today, everybody were angry. Nobody's happy because today is like exactly what happened yesterday. But we are helping and we are ready to wait for them on that very day, which they were agreed and see the outcome. So, and we are believing that God, who has started this journey, will end it. And at end of everything, we'll definitely
anybody who fights Biafrans is fighting himself, and these people are going to be victims of their own plot. It's as simple as that. It is already unfolding.
Yes, we are going to see the victory. Why Nigeria is going to see the victim. That is our prayer for them.
Definitely. And I want to thank you all, family writers, for the wonderful work you are doing for your country and for all of you that also made it to Abuja. We indeed are appreciative of your contribution, which is, in fact, priceless. And may God Almighty continue to guide and protect all of you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Let me hand point to Samuel.
Right.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. Uchenefo.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome to the program once again.
Yes. I'm still reporting from the High Court Abuja, though we are staying the premises. But
yes.
Not inside. We are still waiting for our director to come out from the court level where he is, to come out with the people that also have a case here that was brought from the same Kuje prison to him. So that is the
yes, do you mean Biafrans as well?
No. It's not. They are not Biafrans.
Okay, those that were brought that, from the same prison.
Same prison. Yes, so they are the one they are waiting for. So.
Right.
So,
is there anybody? Is there people as well there who want to speak to the Biafran people after you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So what I want to say, I'm asking.
Yes. Go ahead.
What I want to say is that you know, inside the courtroom, there's always some distractions. As in something like their microphone taking up light, because today they took the light two times at the Federal High Court.
And probably deliberately, right?
Sir?
And probably they did it deliberately, probably.
I don't know. But the light was off two times in two occasions today here. So, what it may be, some people might not hear the judge or San Momo very clearly because of what the mic which is used inside the courtroom was also found. You know, you can't hear it, and the children don't talk as in. The children don't talk as in openly. He just, that is how his voice is, so he can't even understand what he's saying. So when San Momo stood up and said that the council had agreed on 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of May, of June 2018, for the trial to begin and also the ruling. So I don't see a place whereby they said in March, in April or March.
Don't worry. Okay. That issue is clarified. So.
Okay. So let me clarified. Give to Iba Amara Shibu.
Right. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Deputy Director.
Good morning from here.
This is Iba Amara, the family writer.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Federal High Court, Abuja. Greetings, Biafrans, lovers of freedom. This is the Diplomat of Writers reporting. It was quite embarrassing and funny when we got to the court. There was a total blackout even in the court. Some persons were stuck in the elevator, totally stuck, that we had to go get some security personnel to see if they can use their key and some other means to open up the elevators, because a lot of persons were suffocating right there in the elevator. And at about 10 a.m. in the morning, the presiding judge, Justice John Soho, came in, and the court proceeding started. He countered Barrister Ifeanyi Ejiofor over his recent interview that has been aired. He said he cannot tolerate Barrister Ifeanyi Ejiofor airing that he is not satisfied with the court procedures, and as well tagging Federal High Court to be incompetent. He countered him over and over and over again, and after which Sanchuk Mama, the defending counsel, stood up and addressed the issue. After addressing the issue, Sanchuk Mama decided to pick a date for the adjournment in order for the full hearing.
Yes, you know, yes, hello, I hear me. When you say our son, Sam Momo, adjust the issue, not everybody understands it. What do you mean by that, adjusting the issue?
Okay, so, I can get you, sir, please.
Yes, you said Sam Momo adjusted the issue, and as you can understand, not so many people are listening to this and not everybody will understand. What do you mean by that? Yeah. He adjusted the issue. Can you explain?
As regards to the complaints of the judge regarding Barrister Ejiofor airing that Federal High Court is not competent enough to handle the case of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Mazinandu Kanu, Francis Mama, came up and said that is not quite right. The way he's seeing it is not really the way it is. Although when family rights interviewed Barrister Ejiofor, he stated that the judge have the right to say whatever he wished to, that is his own personal opinion. But as the case is concerned, him being one of the legal practitioners and defending counsel, he has the right to air his view. If he's not okay with the court proceedings, if he's not okay with the way the presiding judge is handling the issue, then he has the right to air his view. Because it is only in Nigeria that somebody is not given the right and the freedom of speech. You have the right to air your view. I wonder why the judge is going to be countering the barrister for pouring out his heart on air by telling the world that the court is not competent enough to handle this case, as they're playing dicey games. So after which it led to the adjournment for the case, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd and 24th of June, 2016. So that is going to be for the full court hearing.
Yes, thank you very much. And I understand earlier that the judge refused to wait for the appeal court verdict on the appeal made regarding his own decision as well, overturning himself.
Yes, of course. He countered that as well. He countered that as well. But Sanchuk's mama and Barrister Ifeanyi Ejiofor have headed to appeal court to make sure that everything is settled. That is his own personal opinion, according to Barrister Ifeanyi Ejiofor. He has the right to say whatever he wished to, but the right things must be done. Human rights must be respected. So right now, defending counsel for Mazinandu Kanu have headed to appeal court to take care of the appeal that is going to be filed.
Right, but there is an appeal already. That's what I'm saying. There is an appeal already, and which is in a higher court of appeal. And then the High Court is a lower court, and then the judge is still insisting in carrying on with the trial, and which is also going to the very heart of the whole case itself. And so we begin to question, what is going on there. We begin to wonder what is going on there.
The defending counsels are also confused over the whole issue, the way the presiding judge is denying them their right of continuing with the case. They are really, really, really angry over the issue. But as regards to what Barrister Ifeanyi Ejiofor told us, the family writers, he said that the court hearing must take place and that they will be taking care of the appeal. As I said earlier, they've headed to Court of Appeal to make sure that the whole thing is being addressed.
Right. Thank you very much for that clarification. And may God Almighty continue to bless you all.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, do you still have another person that wants to speak?
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello.
Hello, South Singapore.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me hand over to another... This in that way. Well, let me give her the phone so we can look at her.
Right.
Hello, good afternoon, Deputy Director.
Good morning from here. Welcome to the program.
Okay. Yeah, good morning. Yes, my name is Tanya Pakilechi Center, reporting for Biafra Writers.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
okay. Something is happening outside right away. So we are just rushing. Anyway, what happened
What is happening outside? Are you all safe there?
Yes, we are rushing out to go and see what is actually happening. Yes, something is really happening. Yes.
All right.
Nigeria flags are all, yes. It seems they are protesting Nigeria flags everywhere. We want to cover it right
yes,
now.
Yes, go ahead and I'll come back to you. Go ahead, please. This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation. We are moving forward. It appears Nigerians are funny, and they are funny to the core. We are indeed watching with keen interest what is happening, and the world is also watching. And it appears we understand that there is a kind of a protest in the court premises with Nigerian flags and all that things. This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation. We are live where the God Almighty is in charge, and the machinations of the enemies of Biafrans and Biafra Restoration Project are out there. It is also part of the things we are indeed monitoring. We are asking our people in Abuja to make sure that everything happening there in the premises of the court is indeed covered. We have earlier reported that the Nigerian government is plotting on how to harm our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and we are asking everybody hearing, especially those in Abuja, to make sure and try as much as they can to see to the details of what is happening there, because these people are desperate. If there is riot, if there is protest in the court premises, it is not going to be far away from the continued plan of the Nigerian government, Muhammad Buhari. They will want to set the whole or whatever environment they are into confusion, especially if Ali Nnamdi Kanu is there, and in the process they may try to harm our family members there. And so we are indeed enjoying everybody there in the court premises to try and get information about what is happening there, because we are not going to take it lightly. If anything happens to our leader Nnamdi Kanu, we understand that there are some people raising Nigerian flag and protesting in the premises of the court, and we are waiting to get on the spot account of what is happening there. We'll be back in a minute. Before we go on, let us take this call, and after that, we continue. Can you hear me? Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I'm hearing you. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Kelechi. I'm calling from Asaba.
Thank you very much.
Deputy Leader, good afternoon. I want to thank you for what you are doing for us. We are very happy having you as our Deputy Leader. I also want to thank other men, Biafrans, other women, Biafrans, both whom and the diaspora. I want to say God bless all of you this day. Uche, there is something I want to add to this today's program. The way things are going in the zoo, Nigeria here, I don't know whether there is a difference between Nigeria and the UN Parliament or whatever they call themselves, which the back in moon is their secretary. They are the people that make law for self-determination, if I remember very well. Why is it that the different people have rise up to for their own self-determination, and the UN have kept quiet and refused to do something about all this? Are they not the one that write it, put it on the constitution, that if you don't want to be where you are, you can decide to live in another place? Is it not the right time for them to wake up and defend the law they made by themselves? Are they sleeping? Are they not hearing our cry? Look at what happened, killing people in Enugu State. And every day people are dying in Biafra land. Amnesty International cannot report all these things. They cannot call for prosecution. But if a goat is died in the north, they will call for prosecution of a goat that was killed in the north. I want to ask, is it not also a time for those blacks who are living in Britain to begin to protest? Because they are having a British passport, and it could be what is happening to our leader today can also happen to anybody that is called a British tomorrow. Is it not a time for them to begin to protest over this injustice that is happening everywhere in Nigeria? Is it not a time for them to protest over the legal detain of Nnamdi Kanu that is having a British passport? Is it not a time for them to stand up and begin to defend, protest in the front of British government? Is it not a time for them to do something to make the British government to understand that we angry in what is happening here? We are angry the way our brothers and sisters are being killed on those days, on daily basis. In fact, I'm feeling that I'm very, very angry of what is happening in this country. In fact, at times when I talk with anger because, in fact, anyway, God bless you, sir.
You are entitled to your own emotions and expressions, and we encourage it here. And you are right in what you are saying. And it is also one of the things we have been saying for quite some time now, that the Biafran people are on the edge. We have been singled out for total destruction and extermination, and the world is watching helplessly and doing nothing about it. And this is, in fact, one of such examples. Regarding what you said about the right to self-determination, it is a contentious issue in the international system, and I must tell you, you have to, at all times, juxtapose it with the issue of people's right to self-determination and the sovereignty of a particular nation or country, as the case may be. So the issue of sovereignty is one. On the other hand, the issue of self-determination is another. On the other hand, the indigenous people have right to self-determination. The indigenous people have right to economic, political, social-cultural rights for them to live, for them to express themselves. They are entitled to all the rights that every human being is entitled to. However, the issue of sovereignty is also a contentious one, and that is why it is said that freedom is not given, it is taken. You have to struggle for your freedom. United Nations cannot just come, wake up one morning and say, Biafra, here is your freedom, take it. We have to demonstrate to the world that we are a people that want to be on our own, that we have been doing, and we are nearing the end of it. And I can tell you that the world is taking notice, but they are also pretending because of the peculiar nature of the environment in which we are. The Nigerian government has bribed almost all the foreign nations, foreign countries, foreign missions in that so-called Nigeria. But that is what we are trying to demystify, because what they have done to our people, to our collective psychological makeup, is very unfathomable, it's very huge, it is unprecedented. And most of us need dynamite for us to wake up, because we are in state of stupor. So the issue of the right to self-determination is one. The issue of state sovereignty, sovereignty of a particular country, is also the other. But the question we have to ask ourselves is Nigeria actually a sovereign nation in the right sense of it? Because if you look at the makeup of the Zuko Nigeria, Nigeria is aspired, one. Secondly, there was never a time those people who are in that Zuko Nigeria agreed to be together. These are contentious issues, and which will also be won on the altar of the Global and People's Parliament. And we are doing what we can in the circumstance, but we are not going to relent. We're not going to surrender. Freedom is not determinable. It is not a one-way traffic. Your experience of what is freedom could be different from the experience of what is freedom for another person. and therefore we are in our own unique circumstance and situation. And one thing is clear. If we know what we believe in, we must tenaciously attach ourselves to it. There is no intention to retreat. There is no intention to surrender. The moment we retreat, then that is the end of us. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. We go back to the Skype line. Can you hear me? Call on Skype.
Yeah. Good day. God bless you. This is Pastor Chris calling.
Good morning from here. Welcome to the program.
Okay, this is evening from this place. I just want to commend you anyway. And may God strengthen you. May God keep guiding and protecting you. So I am so much I am so much weak right now with the way things are going, both physically and spiritually. But all the same, I have not lost hope, because I know we are serving a living God. We are not serving a deity. We are not serving other gods that is not the original God. We believe in Chukwuka Abioma, the creator of universe and earth. I just want to bring to your notice right now, Nigerian government, which is the Zulu government, they have everything it takes to propel or to compel or to take charge over anything that is happening in Nigeria. And the people I'm talking of is so-called Northerners. Northern Nigeria, like what Sudan of Sokoto said, that is what they are deliberating on every day. They see themselves as first class in that contraption, supported hitherto by the British government. And if you look at the way things are going right now, you will see that we, the Biafrans, don't have a say. We don't have mouth. We don't have any stand. We don't have help. We don't have any intercedor, people that intercede on our behalf. If you look around right now, like what happens in Enugu yesterday, it was an eyesore. Though our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, has been lamenting on it prophetically, it has started raining. It has started not happening, but it has started raining to them. I want to bring to people's reminder again, where is Father Baka all this while? Has he not been lamenting and crying about supporting Buhari again, when our Safulani has brought the fight, has brought the mayhem to his own doorstep in Enugu State? Those people that have been killed, are they not his members? Are they not people that are paying tithe and offering in his church? Why is he keeping mute all this while? Where is Father Baka? Shame unto the so-called Igbos. The mentality of the civil war, Biafran civil war, has not departed from them. That very mentality has drilled their dignity as a human being. It has made them to live in abject, that is a kind of poor mindset, a kind of probate mind, and a kind of living in fear. Living in fear, in which I mean, is that take this, and you know that this thing belongs to me. I know quite well that this thing belongs to me, but for me not to die. Without minding that you will die someday, you will allow a stranger, a foreigner, uncircumcised Philistines, people that Bible calls uncircumcised, you will allow them to invade your land, take your children, rape them, rape your wife, kill your men, and yet you were not saying anything. When we will come out of the shell of fear? Bible says that he has not created us with fear, spirit of fear, but with boldness. Where is our conscience? Where is the Eastern governance? What are they doing? In no time now, in a short while now, they will stood up, gallivanting the streets, campaigning for the second tenor. And people like us will stand up again to vote them in. If they killed all these people, all my brothers and my sisters, if they kill all of them, who are they going to govern? Sir, this thing is becoming too much. Bible says, since the day of John the Baptist, I will turn it to this way, since the day of Nigerian civil war with Biafran, the Biafran suffered violence. Biafrans have suffered what? Violence. And it is only the violators, people that are angry, people that are, that have the mindset of grabbing what belongs to them, he said, that will take it by force. This game, you see now, the game has changed physically and spiritually, sir. This game has changed. If you look at it right now, Nigeria are 100% set. They're 100% prepared without minding that God says, who is that man that speak and it came to pass if the Lord have not commanded it not? That is why they are jeopardizing the justice. That is why they are kind of pushing it up and down. Look at what happened yesterday again. Our leader went to court of appeal. The case was postponed. Today again, the same thing. Sir, if you have a spiritual eye, you will know that faith without work, though we are walking, we have to gear up speedily. We have to add more speed. We have to add a little more speed into it and bring many of our things in which we are doing coded. Secret is the most important thing in whatever thing we are doing. I will use Boko Haram as a kind of illustrator. Look at Boko Haram up to today. You've not been able to say that this man is Boko Haram or this very person is a sponsor. Yet, they are still operating successfully. Their network has been so kind of engulfing the whole world, and the whole world are scared of them. Why this, our own, is just like people are looking at us as if that we are just mere talkative or something. It's because we leak all our secrets. We leak our secrets in order to convince the world, which I've not seen any impact. I've not seen any goodness. I've not seen anything they are doing to us. We have to take our faith. We have to take our bull by that bravery horn. Not by war. Not by any other thing. But we have to speed up. We have to speed up right now. Because there is no time. Their aim and their plan has been concluded. They will keep on postponing this matter. Why they postponed this very one today is that they saw the international observers. And they don't want them to hear or see what they are doing in that very court. And perhaps they know that their visa will be expired under 1 month. And they will not be able to wait. Before they could be able to go back and now apply for another visa, the judgment might have even be over. They know what they are doing, sir. These people know they, what they are doing is called calculated attempts that has no regrets. They have a calculated attempt. We look at it right now, they are fighting us both physically, spiritually, internationally, socially, and otherwise, as if we don't have any hope, as if we don't have anybody. We have so many people that will speak for us, but yet fear has been holding them. Let us change this very game and see what God can do. May God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. While you are saying changing the game, you also have to provide solution, isn't it? What game are you talking about?
Okay.
I don't expect you to, you know, be telling me the game you're talking about at the moment.
No.
And, but no, it's game. Very important no. that, yes, the go game. Ahead.
I want to kind of put more light into it. What I mean by changing game is not by fight or a kind of clamoring for war. It's against my belief anyway. So what I mean is that changing of game is let us package ourselves like Buhari said. He said, let Igbos go or let our Biafrans go and package ourselves together. Let us have a coded secret platform. If we bring up a program on radio, you are monitoring them quite well, but we'll monitor some certain things and some certain informations because that is exactly what puts our leader into trouble. Let us learn on how to code ourselves more and add more speed to it. It will help us much. because they cannot work against us without any information from us. They cannot write anything against us without any information they got from the radio or from the callers. God bless you, sir. This is all what I mean by changing the game plan.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Edition. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. This is a live broadcast, of course, monitoring the president in Abuja. We'll be back in a minute because we want to know what is happening there. We want to know what is happening there, and after that, we will continue. This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation. We are moving forward. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm not sure what's going on. Hold on, please. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Yes, go ahead, please. This is a live broadcast.
Okay. Yeah. My name is Precious Yeyo. Generally, they called me General Playboy. I really just want to let people know what is happening right now. There is one Nigerian policeman who is our brother. He's our brother by everything. He is just putting on that uniform to just be there, to just survive with his family. Now, could you believe that Fulani henchmen went there, killed his family from A to Z. No single person remained. The only surviving person that was matched is dead just right now. The guy was with me. They just called him, telling what happened. And this, the guy I'm talking about is from Enugu. And this thing is happening in Enugu land. This thing is happening in our land. In Biafra land, what is happening, for God's sake? Why can't you look stupid like those stupid idiots called themselves Nigerians? What is our problem? What are we doing with them? We are not brothers. Look at how they dress. Look at how we dress. Look at how they eat. Look at how we eat. Do we look the same? They're all cows. And we are behaving like cows like them. These people come our own land, kill our people, we cannot even kill them. We are not going their place. In our own land, they rape our women, rape our sisters, rape our children, kill our people, and we are still folding our hands, doing nothing. Now, wow. What surprised me most, this thing just happened in my presence. My old friend, who is a policeman, and is an Biafra man, Igbo man, from Enugu State. See what has happened to him. Is that not right?
When did this happen? Is this happening just now as you speak, or has
just
it happened?
Just right now, as I'm talking to you, the policeman is just leaving. His name is Ben Omefla. He's a policeman. I call his name. Look, I call his name. Let the stupid Nigerians hear it. That such Nigerian policeman, a Nigerian policeman, such a thing has happened to him. And the stupid Nigerians are not doing anything concerning this Fulani henchmen. Let them go to the River State. We are waiting for them. Thunder go fire their mama and papa. Including Buhari, who is a Fulani man. Who cannot control his Fulani brothers? God will punish him. God will continue to punish him. I thank God that they can never come to this our areas. I think, why did they run in a Delta State? And they went there. Why did they run? They run with, in fact, they forgot their life. They run with their life and their legs and forgot their life. They kept their lives in the Delta State. Because any day they went to the Delta State, their lives will be off. All will be off. What sort of nonsense? What are we passing through? Fulani Hensu will be killing our people and will do nothing. Look at a Biafra man, a legitimate Biafra man. Family has ended. The least person, the last person who survived the machete, the shooting and everything is dead just right now. It is not up to 10 minutes you got the call. And the man is leaving. As I'm talking to you, he's going home to change up, go to any good state. That is what is happening. What are we doing? What contribution are we giving to ourselves? Do we continue to allow these useless idiots to be killing our people for nothing? What is happening? I am not okay with it. I'm not okay with it. I will call Jonah. I will call the journalist. I will write a paper. I will tell them what is happening. Because I can never take it. I strongly believe this thing can never happen to me in River State. Particularly. Because any Hausa man that kill one person, his family, if I don't know where his family is saying, I will kill him, kill all the cows that is controlling. I cannot allow such a thing to happen to me in River State. There's not such a thing happening in Omok. Nothing like that, because the moment we heard such a thing, we went in there with our materials, we didn't see anybody. So such a thing, we didn't even see any cow. If we saw cow, we didn't see the people, we said, okay, it's a different thing because the people were there. Maybe one or two things, they ran away. But we didn't even see cow, even cattle, we didn't even see. So we don't see anybody. That is what is happening. That is why I'm looking crazy, I'm looking, see, listen to me. Single-handedly what I do, when I had my salary, I used them by God for the name of Biafra. That is what I'm doing. Let everybody to come. Let us forget about abusing ourselves, you know, and blaming ourselves. No, let us come. Because for now, you cannot think what Biafra will do for you. Think what you can do for Biafra. What Biafra stands, Biafra can be doing something. Look at this useless Nigeria. Nigeria feed people, not feed people, feed Nigeria. Nigeria feed people, because all the people who is leading Nigeria, they're all criminals, they're all thieves, including our own brothers who are not supporting us, facing this Nigeria activities. They're all criminals, which I know very well. I keep saying it. As I'm talking to you, I have been trapped. Government is trapping me. The government is tracking my line, doing all sorts of nonsense to arrest me. They cannot, because I know if you today you arrest me, my people from somewhere, they will kill you. They will kill your father, they will kill your mother, they will kill your child, they will kill all your children, they will kill whosoever close to you. I have dedicated my life for this Biafra. Let everybody to come up and dedicate their life. If such a thing happen in Enugu, and Enugu people cannot rise against those hoodlums, those idiots, those criminals, what are we talking? If we cannot defend ourselves, where are the Enugu people before this Fulani men killing our people? All those things are things I'm saying. Whenever I think about all these things, I look crazy. I look crazy. I really don't know what is happening. I really don't know what is happening right now. Jesus Christ. Why do we continue to allow these Jews continue killing our people for nothing? Why? Look at a good, a successful businessman who is a policeman. He didn't face his this Jewish police. Do you understand? But at the end of everything, this same man who is doing business in Biafra land his family has been terminated. Yeah. My brother, make we look at the, today it has happened to him. We don't know where tomorrow it will go, it will go to again. I beg, make we try to think about all those things, I beg. Huh? I beg. I beg. My vice president, I beg you. Do all this is possible. See, talk to our people. Let us think about this. If you see, we can decide to say, because this violence, preaching, people are preaching, it has demoralized people's life.
I want to just come in there. No. But what are you doing on your own? And some people who
what
have,
am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, you are asking me what have I done?
Yeah. Let me, you know, people come from
what do they call them? Amok.
Let me respond to something here.
They not tell you.
Yeah, there is no problem. Let me just respond to what you're saying here.
Okay.
This is a radio station, right? It's a radio station, and so you don't expect me to start telling the whole world this is what we have to do now and there and okay. Then. There are ways of doing something, and I understand you know that as well. So if there is any concerted action to take, you know how to do it, where to channel it. So you don't expect me at the moment to start telling people, oh, go and do this, go and do that. It's a radio station, my brother. And to say that I understand what you're saying.
My deputy, I get you. There is no way you can preach violence. As a peaceful, because Biafra is a peaceful, country. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, our people can decide if something happened to your brother, you defend your brother.
Yes, you are right.
That is what I'm saying.
You are right. You are right. We'll talk about all these things. We'll talk about it. And your contribution is very, very valuable. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. See, I will talk to you and see what you will do. The moment you are through with the program, please call me. There is a private issue I need to discuss with you.
That's fine, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation. Of course, the rampaging herdsmen, Boko Haram terrorists in Biafra land is now taking a new turn. We want accurate information on the ground. There are some conflicting information about how many of our people have been killed, but you know what? It doesn't really matter how many. One life lost means a lot. An injury to one person is an injury to all. And so it is very important that we begin to think more strategically on how to indeed contain. First of all, the unscrupulous elements within our midst. There are people who are in Biafra land who are actually working with Muhammad Buhari to destroy us. And I wonder where those people come from. Are they of mixed blood? Are they Hausa Fulanis in Biafran names? All these questions have been asked, and we all know where the answers lie. It is very unfortunate that something will happen that Fulani herdsmen, these are not policemen, they are not army, they are not navy, these are non-state agents. They carry AK-47, they carry sophisticated weapons, they are moving around in towns and cities and killing people. And this has happened, the latest one is in Enugu State. And the governor of Enugu State, I don't know what he's doing at the moment. The House of Rep members in that particular part of Biafra land, I don't know what they are doing. The State Assembly members, I don't know what they are doing. The local government chairman, I don't know what they are doing. The so-called leaders of thought, I don't know what they are doing. Community leaders, I don't know what they are doing. And you begin to ask yourself, what is happening to us as a people? Until we get accurate information on what is happening at the moment as we speak, which of course, one of our brothers have given us. We cannot begin to indeed fathom how to respond to these people. But it is also very important that our people from Enugu, part of Biafra land, come up and give us what is happening. Or since all these things are happening, not so many people from Enugu, calling to report this incident is very unfortunate. Does it mean that we don't have indigenous people of Biafra faithful in Enugu? Are you all Nigerians? And even if you are all Nigerians, the fight now, the onslaught, does not know who is a Biafran and who is a Nigerian. You must defend humanity. The Enugu state government, I don't know what they are doing, and these people must be called to order. I can speak what I can speak on air, but we need some practical things on the ground. People, communities in Enugu, communities in Biafra land must begin to organize themselves to defending their communities, to defending themselves, to defending what has held them together. An injury to one of you is an injury to all. Very important. People from Enugu, part of Biafra land, should come up and give practical information on what is happening. It's very important. Very, very important. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. It is pathetic that the Fulani herdsmen sent by Muhammad Buhari are rampaging, and Muhammad Buhari has kept mute. Rather, they are busy transporting corpses from Northern Hausa Fulani extraction that they killed and burying them in Biafra land and saying it is IPOB. Very pathetic. May God Almighty continue to punish all of you. May you never have peace, and may the souls of Biafran men, women, and children massacred in Cobra continue to haunt all of you. Can you hear me? Call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my best leader. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, my best leader. Good afternoon, my fellow Biafran, lover of freedom all over the world. Of course, nothing is said about nothing is said about this afternoon. I have heard that the DC or Nigeria has respond to the matter of our leader, the team. But the thing that is required are ruling. We will know readily until the end. We know all these phone computer stories. Jolly and Wendy. My deputy director, the work has happened yesterday at the LGC. Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram that are working for terrorist Muhammad Guaria went to village called Umadini and Sika and massacred 37 people, massacred them in full blood. At 7 people. I'm born in Paul House. This is what our director has said to us, that the time will come that the big outer family catching us from hand to hand. It has started happening. When we tell you that our director is a prophet, everything this man of God, says all of them from the past. Now, it has in Biafra land here, especially in Enugu state, there is cry. The wars have happened. Buhari has sent his people to massacre our people.
But my brother, just 1 minute. Are you hearing me? Just 1 minute. But I wonder why our people in Enugu cannot report what is happening on the ground. I haven't got that information. We're just hearing these things from newspapers and from somebody like you, from people who are not within Enugu vicinity. We want people who experience what is happening to say all these things, or people who are near what is happening. It's very important. I don't understand it. Does it mean that the governors and the House of Representatives members who are there are preventing people from talking? What is happening? Are you all under siege? Next caller on the phone can hear me. Can you hear me? They're not talking. Next caller can hear me.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Hello. Or good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Yes, where are you calling from and what is your name, please?
I'm calling from
Thank you very much. And I can hear my voice on the background. Can you turn the radio off? Talk to me via the phone. Very important.
Yes, sir. I'm coming from my papa. My name is Mad Abuchi.
Yes, thank you very much.
My name is Mad Abuchi, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to bless God for your life and for what you are doing for the girlfriends. I just want to also advise our people who will call on phone and begin to say they need certificate for violence, they need certificate to fight, they need all this knowledge. They should be giving go ahead. Or I want to say something to them. The Boko Haram people who are killing our people, who are killing our men, did they come on the air to ask for our people to do that? Or did they go to their various radio stations and announce it that they want to attack our people or that they want to kill our people? So I want our people to wake up. I believe that they find themselves to be a wise people. Why would they want to take action and they want on the earth to come and say it, give us a certificate, give us a go ahead? What does that mean? The Boko Haram people, the Alpha Fulani, they are mixed. We have never announced what they want to do to people on the earth. So if they want to do anything as a human being, let them defend themselves. I just want to also say that we are grateful to you and we are grateful to all the members of IPOB for what they are doing to make this restoration of Biafran a reality. May God bless you. May God also strengthen you. Let our people wake up, let them not be coming on the air and begin to announce what they want to do. And not even have what it takes to defend themselves. Not to just come on the air and begin to talk about that they are going to do this, they need certificate for violence, they need certificate to destroy. That is nonsense. Please, I don't want you to be angry and then for the way some of them behave. I only just want to advise them that this struggle calls for a plan. You plan it to you. You defend yourself. Don't let another take your life for just nothing. You need to know what we are doing. For God is set to give us our Biafra back. But we, by ourselves, by the way we behave and on our own way, should not just destroy it by ourselves. God bless you, sir, and God strengthen you and bless your family and bless all the IPOB family worldwide. I'm calling from Mugwacha. I'm from Anambra State. I'm Mother Abuchi Otoke by name. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you too and keep on keeping on. Thank you. Let's go down on the phone. Can you hear me? They are not there. And very soon we'll be having a break to come back at some point in the evening. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello. Good
afternoon. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Please, share the calling for me, Gwacha.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Please, what I want to say on this issue of our Fulani, please, this I'm just seeing this thing as a plan, because the way this thing is going, these people are defending our people not to go to farm. And if at all this war, when they start this war, I'm telling you, come will be with us. The way I'm seeing this is what I'm just seeing. Because if our people cannot go to farm, if anything starts now, which means we are going to die in hunger. You see? So that is where I'm seeing this thing. You push to fix this thing, please. Let our people stand on our feet. Let them stand on their feet, please. This is the way I'm seeing this thing now. You see? Yeah, I don't know. You see, I'm not just happy for what is happening. I'm just angry. I'm very, very angry. Eh? And our people are not saying anything, my brother. What is I'm not saying anything? Yeah? Yeah? What is happening to our people? We have synagogues. We have our house of rep. Even the local government chairman, all of them, none of them is saying anything. All of them keep moving. Their people are dying. And they forget that after killing their people, the next question is them. They are going to descend on them. It is from their brother they are saying. Yeah, my brother, please, I don't have voice to say. Even I don't like coming on air, but I'm not just happy. Because injury for one is injury for all. You see? I don't know. I'm not just happy. I just decided to come on air this afternoon. People should speak on this matter. We are dying. We are dying. You see, I don't know if I'm the next person. You see, I don't know if my community is the next. Nobody knows. But one day it will surely concern you. If this were up to 15 million and 30 million died, it meant 13 million. Are we still complete? Absolutely no. We are not complete. My brother, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you too. Thank you. Thank you very much. And keep on keeping on. Thank you. This is a live broadcast. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello. Welcome to the program. There is noise where you are.
Good afternoon. My name is Chimeze Obonna. I'm from Imo State, but I'm currently in Equatorial Guinea. Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to comment on the issue of Hausa Fulani herdsmen. Our people, they are not doing anything about it, and for me, it's unacceptable. I cannot see the reason why someone will be there and they will be killing his brother, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, and they are doing nothing about it. And the governor, the so-called governor of Southeastern, they are not doing anything about it. And I think it's high time we take some certain decisions to defend ourselves, to tell the world that we are not fools, we are not illiterate. We know what we are doing, we are just keeping silent. Not that we don't know, but we cannot fight back. If Buhari and his agents are thinking that if they start any other war now, it will be like that of 1967, you know that they are making a great mistake of their life. I'm telling you the fact, Deputy Director, we are ready. Only that we are only law-abiding citizens. We are not fed by blood. We don't want to be violent in this issue. I thank you very much because I know that your wisdom is what has been keeping us to this stand. As our leader always said that when two people are fighting and one is the only one that is beating the other, nobody will come to separate them. But when the two are fighting, someone will step in. I think Buhari doesn't want to talk. Buhari don't want to comment anything. That is to show that he knows everything about this Fulani herdsmen. He knows what he is doing. It's their plan to Islamize Nigeria. And that is unacceptable by us. We are not going to accept it. I pray that Chukwuka Abiamah will not allow them to achieve their evil end. And I want to just talk to my people in Enugu, in Anambra, Imo. It happened yesterday at Enugu. We don't know where it will happen next. And I'm telling them that they should not keep quiet. They should fight back. It's man to man, oh. It's man to man. They should not stay there and allow themselves to be killed. And they will just come and commit it. You know, I'm listening to news today. Some news say that 6 people dead. Some say 7 people. Some say 40. Some say 200. It is not done like that. They should give the account, you know, the correct account of people that died, so that the world should take it into record. And America and Britain, they are not doing anything about it. I see that they like to see the war start before they come, as in, what did they call it? Peacekeeping mission. What are we doing with peacekeeping mission? When you know that you can prevent that thing to happen. Not to happen, and you are not doing anything about it. You want it to happen so that you come on and start writing stupid agreements with the people involved, so that you know where to engage yourself. I think Americans and Britain, I mean Europeans and the Americans, they need to step up. They need to back up their law that they put in place. Our leader in detention now, the world have seen it. It's obvious that the court doesn't know what they are doing. The court is biased, as our legal team said. The court knows nothing about that. They know nothing they are doing. So the world have to step in before this thing get out of hand. The world have to show that they are capable of keeping the law that they make. Please. And our people in Biafra land, I thank you all the hardcore Biafrans all over the world. I thank you. I say keep the fire burning. Do not allow what they are doing to us now take us back. Do not allow what they are doing to us now bring us down. Do not allow what they are doing to us now change your mind. Rather, let it rekindle that fire in you. Let us fight more. Let us know that this fight, we will never step down until Nigeria is totally collapsed, because it's collapsed already. Nigeria must let Biafra go if they want peace. If they want it by force, as our leader said, that it's either Biafra or death. That is a complete word that has been keeping me strong to date. It's either Biafra or death. And that those that don't want to support Biafra now, please let me warn them. Because time shall come, if whether you want to fight or not, time shall come when you will fight. If you are not fighting, the war will touch you wherever you are hiding. If you are not fighting, it's better I fight and die than I die a fool. I die a useless warrior. I die without defending my rights. It's better I die fighting than I die where I am hiding. So, Uchemefo, I thank you very much, but I want to ask for one favor, please. I still can't get your number correct. Please, whenever you are calling, or you can help me now and call the number for me now. The number of Radio Biafra. Many people want to get it from me here in Malabo, in Equatorial Guinea, but I can't get the number correct.
The number, when you call it, you pass. The yes. Number is +44
Yes.
7405
Yes.
96
Yes.
41
Yes.
46
Okay, thank you. My brother here wants to say hello to all Biafran around the world. Please give him a moment.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello, my director.
Good afternoon from here. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Chukwu Kingsley Nnanna from Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My comment in this Biafra issue here is paining me a lot. What is happening? When I see my people, as I went out to internet this morning, I saw my people perish in Enugu state yesterday. It baffles me. Is there a human being? Our people, our so-called coordinator in Biafra land, need to rise up. Because those who they say that they don't want to fight war. They don't want to fight war. They need to fight. It's more better to die when you are defending your nation. As our leader always say, let us fight and get this Biafra. Either we get either Biafra or nothing. We need to start on it now. Because so-called Fulani housemen, they want to take our land. When I'm in school in our place, I will see these people. They will come to our place and take their cattle riders and run our stream where our people are fetching water. Now, they see what is going on since I was born. I see hearing about Nigeria up to this today. But now God has sent a Messiah, our name the Kalo, to come and set off. But then so-called circumcised human beings is still taking them back. I don't know what is wrong with them. What I want to commence now, please, so-called Biafrans all over the world, mainly those in Biafra land now, they need connect us in Biafra land, need to come now and organize yourself to know how they will handle this Fulani housemen. These people want to take over our land. I'm begging all British government, all the European Union, please, let them come our rescue now. And Israel, let them come our rescue. We are their blood. We are their flesh. We are our brothers and sisters. They can come and help us. These people call Muslim and terrorists all over the world. They want to take over the whole world. But Christians, I don't know what they are doing. Christian nation, they need to rise up. These people want to take over the whole world. Now, I don't know what is going on. Please, that's what I want to comment this afternoon, my deputy director.
Thank you very much.
Deputy director, thank you. Thank you. Keep the fire burning. We appreciate you. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you. We'll continue to protect you, protect your family, give you more strength, give you more, your family more strength. And our director, Nnamdi Kanu, in prison, he's there for the moment. But I'm telling you that
God
set him free. Nothing will happen to him. Any trap of the enemy that they set in his way, we catch them one by one in the mighty name of Chukwu Okike Obiama.
Thank you very much. And you too.
Keep the fire burning.
You shall leave. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not talking. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
He's not talking. Next caller, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
My name is Omri Kati and I'm hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
My name is Omri Kati and I'm calling from Biafra land. So what I want to say is what I want to say is that the thing that is happening in Biafra land, it is the politicians in this land that is responsible for all the things that are happening to our people. All these PDP politicians in Biafra land, they are responsible for everything happening to us. They don't talk, they don't do anything, they barricade themselves with army and police and leave ordinary people to be suffering. What I want to tell our people is to take away those people in the others. We should not wait for them to attack any other village in Biafra land. We should take them away wherever we find them. Look at all the police and the army in Biafra land have been controlled by our own social army. So when we have to take out the cattle in the others from our land, let us take them away. Whatever we can do to take them away, let us take them away. Let us tell our Israel and the Jews to let them need to leave our land. Let them go to the Dandy and sell their cows and leave our farmland. Cattle gathering is personal business. And the farming is personal business. How can somebody take his personal business to come and destroy another personal business and that person is keeping quiet? Let us pursue them. The people, they are pursuing them in the first place. They are pursuing them in the first place. Let us pursue them in our local place. Let them carry their cattle and go. And when we do not to the point that we should not have reaching their cattle, let them carry their cattle and go up to the north. They say they have the land, they get more than us. Let them carry their cattle and go to the north and start to deal with their cattle there.
Let them tell them that some problems and go back there. Things they say they have everything we don't have. Let them tell them those things they have and go back to the north. Deputy Director, you see the threat in the court. That is just in the jury. So I was. Today is the last day you will handle the case of our director. Since we are playing game today, Marcuso, today is the last day that man will handle the case of our director. God is going to strike them and kill them. God is, the God is going to say that he killed and not to make their life. God is going to strike all of them that are fighting us and will kill all of them. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
My name is Abatiku. I'm from Abi in Indopa, West Local Government area. I'm very happy speaking with you this afternoon. My first time I've been trying, like, since last generation. You see, I want to speak with my people in our dialect briefly.
Yes, go ahead.
Ndo kwani. Olo na kwani isuko. Nda wose wolo budenyo. Wene nama awe. Ani mewe wense ni 1998. Ani bukolo ni nama awe. Ani bukolo ni nama awe na owa. Owa abi. Wabia weli nda police kanda ami etu anyi. Webuse anyi ogo. Weburu ogo bia anyi. Bo anyi nu ogo. Weburu nama. Weburu soja te police tu anyi.
Can you hear me? Not sure what has happened, and we'll move forward. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking either. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, go
good
ahead.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Ojuwamba Chukwuemeka. I'm calling from Kogi Central.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not happy on what is going on with our director's case in the zoo court. So this is my first time call, and this is my first caller. I don't want to call, but the way the function went today, I was very, very unhappy and I'm upset. That's why I called. To let them know that they are only playing with fire because our hunger is no longer going to be condoned. So that still wearing and dying and trying to manipulate over a director, I did tell my friend that anything that happened to a director, I should know that no fish that will reign in this issue called Nigeria. And I want to thank you, Director Deputy. It's you that have been giving me hope. Because whenever I listen to the radio director, I will know that yes, there is people alive. And we are praying for you, wishing you long life and for your divine spirit of God to reign in you and your family. So keep it.
Thank you too.
Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Hello. From here. Welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Rotana speaking from Japan.
Sorry, what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
My name is Rotana from Japan.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Next caller, can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, my phone. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
I am Onukuma Wankwo. It's in the Nanka, Anambra State. Na Biafra Land, we're not.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there anything that happened to a Ke Ekwulobia? I want to know. Onwe ihe mere Ke Ekwulobia ai choro ima odimba.
Onwe ihe mere Ke Ekwulobia. Kama na ebe nile dika owuzi ihe Ke Ekwulobia. Ojo na de onwa di de onwa de. Ebe ahia. Ebe nile odika owuzi ihe Ke Ekwulobia. Onwa ala. 19
So what is happening? Yes, what is
happening? Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Biko, you have a new Riku, you will be here. I'm a Jasta 12 for Peter, Nana Biafra, Nananka, if you can anchor, Agrata local government in Nana Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation. We are moving forward and God Almighty is always in charge. Next caller can hear me. They are not talking. Next caller can hear me. Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Good afternoon. Yes, where are you calling from? Yes, if you can, let me just say something here. You can speak English and then you are your own dialect. Let people understand what you're saying. Do you understand me? You can speak English and then speak your own dialect as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. My name My name is Wachin Emele from Imo State. I'm residing at Ibocha.
Yes, thank you.
I've heard all that is happening in the land of Enugu now, Biafra land. It's unfortunate that our people forget that Judas Iscariot collected money from the Jews and he did not eat it. As our governors, senators, all our leaders are collecting money and keeping quiet and silent, our brothers and sisters are dying in silence. And those people are the people that they are ruling, that they put them in that position where they are now. So in what I'm saying is that one day, when the Hausa people don't know who is a Biafran, who is an Igbo man, or who is not a Muslim, they all know who is on the last day. Those ones that they collected, they will not eat it. They are just enjoying now, thinking that what they are doing is good in their own eyes. That one day, they will see themselves that how some people, the Muslims, will behead them like goats. When they see that other people are dead, remaining them, they will call them to come and collect money again. And when they come there, they will be headed. And that money, they will not eat it. Because Judas Iscariot collected money and did not eat it. So I thank you very much for all your effort. When we hear your voice, we are very, very happy. And all we are saying, all we are hearing from you, keep us going in life. Therefore, may God Almighty bless you and bless all the IPOB officials, that God will keep them alive to see Biafra. What they are doing with our
director
is just tightly. And I believe that God will have my credit is it has run over.
Right.
So may God bless you.
Bless you too. Thank you very much.
Bless all IPOB and bless Biafra.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And you too. Keep on keeping on. Thank you. Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon, our deputy director.
Good afternoon, and thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Prophet Matthew from Imo State, Biafra land. I heard what is happening at Enugu right now. It's unfortunate, and as a prophet, I want to make little contribution on in all these things. I want to use this opportunity to call all Biafras, wherever you are in Biafra land, and also the churches in Biafra land. I wonder why they don't want to talk about all these issues. I wonder why the Roman Catholic, they are quiet, keeping quiet, seeing all that is happening to us. And they forget that when all these things continue, and very soon some of their own churches will be burning and some of their church members will be dealing with also. So I want to call upon them to wake up and say something, because it is little by little all these things will reach everywhere. But if they wake up earlier and talk or say something better, you see, all these things will stop. Let Anglican Church, let Roman Catholic Church, let other churches, both Pentecostal, they should rise up and stop talk about this thing, so that all their members will know what is happening, that all these people are coming to Islamize us, like our director said. And also, I want to put it to this, our pedophile, the zoo president. He is just wasting time. This thing that he is doing now will not deter us from looking for Biafra or for the freedom of Biafra. They must free Nnamdi Kanu and they must free Biafra. And as a prophet, I want to put it to them. I want to give them a course right now. As from this moment and as from today, woe unto Buhari, woe unto Abdusalami Abubakar, woe unto Obasanjo, woe unto Babangida, go on to article, go on to all Nigerians that refuse that Biafra will go, go on to all our brothers and sisters that are senators and the governors that refuse to hear or hearken to the voice of Biafra, that wanted to go one thing or the other for us to go. Woe unto everything that will rise against Biafra and the IPOB all over the world. And I want to make a proclamation that all the stronghold of Nigeria must surely be doomed as from today. And right from this moment, they will begin to be hearing a cries upon cries, troubles upon trouble upon the land of Nigeria. And Biafra must be free, whether good or bad. As a prophet of God, I command the heaven to arise. I command the heaven to raise a standard against them wherever they are now. And as long as today is concerned, let me make a declaration. All Fulani herdsmen, wherever you are, be you military, be you police, because I know that they are not just Fulani herdsmen. They are using them. They are using them. It's soldiers, it's military men that they are using as Fulani herdsmen in order to terrorize Biafra land. And as from today, I curse them. I curse them. In every side of Biafra land, they will lay their leg upon, they will die there, and they will never go back. So I call upon Heavenly Father to protect and guard you, protect and guard our director, my fellow prophet, who is in the lion's den. But I know God will save him like he saved Daniel. And very soon he will come out of there. There will not be the end. And as from this moment, I know that the people will be waking up for us. All the people around the world have been seeing the truth. And all those observers that come from Europe have seen what Nigeria is all about. So I am praying for all IPOB all over the world. May Chukwu Kabiama protect and guard them. May Chukwu Kabiama be their guide. Continue to give them wisdom and knowledge. More especially you, that is masterminding that.
Yes, can you hear me? It appears that line is off. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. We are still monitoring events in Abuja, and as it happens, we will bring it to you. This is a live broadcast once again, and we are welcoming you, Eminem Bia fans, from wherever you are. We are indeed inching closer to having a break on this program. Before then, we will take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello? You have called before. Yeah, I don't know that your line is having problems.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
From Japan. My name is Kennedy Onochukwu. I'm from Imo State. I'm up for.
Right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I hear what is going on in Nigeria right now, but, you know, we're waiting. We're all in Japan. We are waiting. You know, so we will tell Nigeria that we cannot forgive. This time is not the time of 1960 from to 1970. This one is for worldwide. We are everywhere in the world. We must bring Nigeria down. We're in Japan, we have been bleeding. Every day we are hearing your voice. And you are trying. May Shubua Biama protect you and guide you. You know, so we are waiting. We are waiting for the Nigerians to do whatever they want. You know, we are waiting for them to hear from them. They'll be keeping him, they'll be bringing him every day to God. That's we know. We are waiting. We're in Japan. We are waiting. We cannot forgive now. In Japanese, you can go and ask somebody's names. In Japan, they answer in Shika. Some people answer his names of Igbo land, Igbo people. So we all Nigerians, we're in Japan. We was girlfriends. We're in Japan. We are waiting for Nigerians to do what they want to do. If that man, we find it, we cannot see him, we must bring Nigerians down. I promise you that. My name is Kennedy. My name is Kennedy, and my company in Japan is Kennedy Oil and Gas, Japan Limited. I never forgive for that, but I can bring Nigeria down. I promise you that. My name is Kennedy. I promise you, Ushemofo. Keep on keeping on, as you are saying. You are saying it every day. We know everything, and we are waiting. We are waiting for Nigeria. We are waiting for Buhari.
I promise Buhari, my father, my brother, my sister, everybody, I promise to Buhari, we must bring him down. My son is here, my son is Japanese, and he's so well waiting for Buhari to do anything he wants to do. This time is not the time of put a gun for my kids, do everything they want. Now we are waiting for every one of Nigerians, even the Fulanis, and we hear everything they did last time, yesterday in Enugu. We know, we see everything, and we are waiting. We are just counting. We are just counting. Usumafo, bye for now, calling from Japan. We are waiting to hear from Buhari. Bye.
Yes, thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is a live broadcast. We'll be back in a minute. Are you hearing me? Call on Skype. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you, Uche. Good afternoon, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafrans and lovers of freedom. My name is Nkiruka Nistoran. I am calling from Timișoara, Romania. Uche, what I want to say is about what happened in the same Kangolo court again today.
Yes.
You know, it's quite appalling that already injustice to as our COC said last time, injustice, not justice. Injustice, John Toso or whatever his name is now the lawyer and the judge, you know. Everybody can see how he's abusing the rights of the regular practitioners of Nnamdi Kanu in the courts. He's already paid and he wants to do his master's abiding. But for sure he's going to fail because as I am here, I cannot allow anybody to use masks to witness against me for what? You are the chief security in the so-called Nigeria Zoo. And you are the head of everything. And you're afraid of somebody you are holding. So what are you people hiding? If you really know you are true that the person you're holding is wrong. Because I know that they are speaking about treason felony, everybody knows what is the meaning of treason felony. And in a criminal offense, it's not what just you can just do as you want to deny the other part their rights. It's never been done, and it will not happen because we Biafrans will not accept any secret trial for the leader of indigenous people of Biafran and all the Biafran alone. We cannot accept it. And another thing I want to say is I want to know a call on all our hardcore Biafrans, whether you are a man or a woman, because in the situation we are now, it's not about only talking. We have to act. I want to call on all our men or women, strong one. What I mean is that if you are ready to die for Biafran, strong Biafran, that today this war Buhari have called, you can fly back and fight. But not only that, what I'm calling now is, if you are a strong Biafran, please, I want you to join me in this prayer that I want to say. It's not only by praying, but there's something involved in the prayer. Because we can see that when we are praying, we will add a lot of things. Because it even happened in the Bible when Elijah and the Baals, when the Baals set their fire, put kerosene and fuel to set fire, and the fire could not move. But when Elijah poured water, just water, not even kerosene or fuel, but the fire started burning because God is with Elijah. So it's in the Bible. So what I want to tell all our hardcore Biafrans, and if you know you are going to Yoruba church, please don't join us. This is the truth. But if you know you are a hardcore Biafrans, especially our women, please, the prayer is every Sabbath day, Saturday. Every Saturday. It depends on the fasting you like, because we cannot just pray 7 days and rest. Yes, there's some praying every day, but this one should be every Saturday till our land is restored. If you can fast for 6 to 12, do it. If you can fast for 6 to 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, or dry fasting, do it. And after you start doing this fasting, I'm telling you, on every Saturday, Sabbath day, in the midnight, what you will just do, first of all, we know all the people that is troubling our life. The people have killed us since 1966 to 1970. We know all of them. We know, like now, Nigeria. We know the first citizen of Nigeria, the dictator himself. And we know all the people involved at genocide himself, Yakub Gowon. Please, dear friends, go to internet, print all the pictures and the flag. Please, I'm saying it out. It's not something to hide. I want all Biafran to do this. It's important because they will be doing their own, but we will show them that our God is powerful more than their own God. Go and print all their pictures. Print it original every weekend. Do photocopy. Do a lot of photocopy. Keep. At that Shabbat day, read all the Psalm. All the Psalm, Psalm 51 first, that Psalm of 35, and that Psalm of 71, and that Psalm of 91. And it's good to add it with Isaiah 54, verse 17. Read it in the morning, march the flag, pray with the flag and the pictures. Already have our own picture, Biafran picture, keep it by the side. And after you do it, in the midnight, start like around 12 o'clock. If you can do it, it's 12 to 2 or 3. Please, it's important. In the midnight, take the same picture and the same flag, match it, pray. After you pray, finish with that zoo, all the zoo that kill our people, not only those people that kill us at the war, even the people that is killing us now in Biafra land. You know the governors. Let me use the governor of Imo State as an example first. Print it too. You know our enemies, I don't need to tell you. You know? Print it, stand on top of the picture and the flag, their zoo flag, stand, pray, cry to God. Midnight, after then, burn it. As you burn it, I know when you burn it, it's pieces. The little pieces you pick, go and bury it. If like we that's living in Europe, we of, is the, we find it difficult where we can bury it because to find sand where we can bury. You can flush it in the pit of toilet. And when you are doing this, tell God that our inheritance they have stolen from us, that he gave us, that we need it back. And as you are doing it, you raise the flag of the Biafran up, that you need Biafran back. And as you are burning, as you have burned this picture, as you have burned the people and the flag, so shall they die. Don't hide it. The prayer is dead. Pray it. It's important. Because people we are fighting, they if they find a way to see chemical bomb today, they will kill all of us. They don't care. So it's not about praying that God should change their mind. No, the prayer point should change. The prayer point now is dead. Fire is not a bad prayer, because when somebody comes to kill you, you will not keep quiet. So don't pray soft prayer now. What we need now is a prayer for that will return back to sender, fire and dead. As you are calling their name, you know the head of chief, our family staff, you know them. Go to internet, print it. Every Sabbath day, every Saturday, Biafran, every Saturday, do all the prayers and the psalm. In the midnight, repeat all the prayers in the Psalm and Isaiah 54, the one we are using now to pray. Burn it. Take the pieces of the bone, especially you people in the Biafra land. Go down and bury it. Raise our flag up that our country will return back to us. Don't panic. Remain fearless before your enemy. Only what we need now is, since they want us dead, let that death return back to them. We know the chief judge that is handling our director case. I don't need to mention all of this for you. You know what I'm saying. You know the chief judge. You know the first citizen of this zoo, you know the man that killed us in the genocide time, you know his group, and you know the governors in Biafra land, even the evil senators that their name, they are there, that are still killing us today, you know them, you know the head of DSS, you know the head of army, because all of them are still plotting. They postponed our leader case till June because they are plotting something. So you should not allow them. You know that. Do it. You will see what will happen before that June. You will see what will happen before that June. If some of them will come out alive. Please, Biafran, every Saturday is not meant that it must be this Saturday and we stop. No. Every Saturday. When you want to go and bury it, let it be like around 2 o'clock. After you have finished praying, don't be tired. Don't be weak. We can do it. And I know that if we can find just few people to do this, my God, before the June, you will see what will happen. Print their pictures is important. Print it every weekend. Keep the original every weekend or make a lot of photocopy. Every Saturday, which is Sabbath day, use it to pray. Especially the midnight, after then burn it, go outside and bury it. We that cannot see where we'll find sand and bury it, we can flush it in the pits. And as you are saying it, he said that as you are burying them, as you have flushed them in the pits, so shall they die and not wake up again. Because they have hated what God created on this earth. And they have accepted what man creates. But we have rejected what man creates, and we have accepted what God creates. Please, Biafran is important. You can even add those people that created this country. You know them. I don't need to mention for you. You can even add those people that is supporting them. You know them in foreign land. I don't need to mention for you. Use your sense, Biafran. This is time. This time is not time anymore to wait, to only pray. It's time for action. It's time for action because they really determine. They are really mean. And don't forget our flag. When you bury them, that midnight, raise it up to heaven. Raise it up to heaven. As you are raising it up to heaven, you are praying with the flag. Remember our leader. Call his name. Tell God, you brought Nnamdi Kanu to come and save us from this hand of the wicked ones. But now, they have planned to kill all of us and nobody wants to come and speak to us. But God, as we believe in you, as we trust in you, you will never disappoint us. Remember, God, that he did it in time of the Israelites. The time of Pharaoh, when the Pharaoh refused that the Israelites will not go. Remember that God did it in the time of Elijah. Remember that God did it in the time of David. Remember that God did it in the time of Sarah. Remember that God did it in the time of Hannah. Remember that God did it in the time of Esther. So, Biafran, God is still working. God is still God. No matter what people say, is he the creator of this heaven and earth? Do it is important. That Saturday, you should reject anything that will make you to sin. Be holy that day. Please. Be holy, and this midnight, before you will see, before June, that they have shifted this their evil court again, you will see what will happen. I promise you. You will see what will happen. Because God is still God. He's not a man. And he that is God will come and show these evil people that I live it. No matter evil plan they plan, because as you are doing it every Sabbath day, as you are remembering God that this is his day, not Sunday they call us to go to church. Sunday is not the day, but the Sabbath day. As you are remembering God, all those things, as you are doing that midnight prayer, as you are crying unto your God, as you are remembering him that he created us, but not through God that created us. God is still God. God will arise. And I believe with him, everything is possible. And he's not going to deny us our rights because he gave us this right. And do you know why he still not allow all of us to die at 1966 and 70? Please, Biafran, do it. Do it, Biafran. Especially our Biafran in Biafran land. Our men and women, it doesn't matter, but I want a lot of our women and our people in diaspora. Please, it's important. It doesn't matter. The fasting must not be that it will be the same. Anyone you can do, do it. If you can do dry fasting, do it. If you can add your dry fasting with fruit and water, do it. Please, dear friend, I'm begging you. This is not time to, again, to joke. This is time for action. Action have come, and we will take it, what belongs to us. And nobody, nobody will stop it. Uchemofo, thank you so much, and may God keep you and bless you. Bless all the directorates of state, all the Biafrans.
Thank
even
you.
What happened in the court today, God knows about it.
Of course, yes.
It's just that, you know, when God is working, people don't understand.
His ways are not our ways, of course.
Yes, yes. His ways is not always our ways, you know. Man can plan, but God only is the final plan. So, thank you so much. Just remain resolute. Keep on keeping on. Biafra, remain resolute.
Thank you very much. And I
God
say,
has given us Biafra.
I say amen to your prayers. Thank you very much. And God bless your family. Thank you.
And you too. Bye.
This is Radio Biafra Life for the presentation. And it is at this stage that we will be having a break. And to come back, of course, during our flagship program in the evening, precisely by 7 p.m., we thank all Biafrans from wherever they have listened, all friends of Biafra from different parts of the world, for having indeed helped to make this program a worldwide one. It is time to go now. We want to remind all Biafrans, especially in the zoo called Nigeria and in Biafraland, and indeed elsewhere around the world, that there is a telephone campaign activism which is going on, and it is targeting Nigerian senators and House of Rep members. And you can go to Radio Biafra Facebook group page or our website and get the list of numbers and names to call. If you have not called, please try and call Nigerian senators, the zoo senators and House of Rep members, and tell them their sins in their faces. It's very important. We continue to ask you, God Almighty, to continue to protect Adida Namlikanu, to continue to envelop him with thy presence, to continue to guide him, go before him, go with him, go behind him, and defend him against sin and unseen enemies, sin and unseen dangers, sin and unseen difficulties, and destroy the plot of the enemies. We ask you to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us, and more importantly, may help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless.
I'm not a